San Diego area are hunting for a missing military helicopter. Five Marines said to be on board the aircraft. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 190 points. The NASDAQ better by 143 points. The S&P is up 40. More details, srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University has provided biblical theological education for God's pastors, evangelists, missionaries, and Christian educators since 1982. CTU would be delighted to assist you in your Bible studies. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get back to the issue at hand today, and we're talking about a very serious issue, the race for global control, before we get back into the meat of that subject and open our telephone lines for your call and for your discussion on the issue, let me urge you to give prayerful consideration to financially supporting, undergirding Let's Face the Issues. I'm thankful for those that have responded in the past few weeks, as we have urged you to do so. But we are looking at major, if I can use that term, a rate increase on our broadcast airtime. It's not the fault of the radio station, but it's just where we are in society with the increase of cost of everything. But our cost on an annual basis is right now at $48,000. As of the end of March, it will increase to about $72,000. That's a pretty good rate increase. So we need your support. If you would like this broadcast to continue, if you would like to be a part of undergirding and holding our hands up that we might be the voice for the listener, for the conservative, for the Christian, for the patriot, that might be the voice of reason, the voice, the watchman on the wall, warning of dangers ahead, we'd love to have you go to fcbcatjax.com, fcbcatjax.com. Go to the donate button. Make a conscious, deliberate decision to undergird this broadcast by making a financial contribution on a monthly basis that we can see month to month. We pay our bills every month. We want to continue to do so. But we need your assistance financially to be able to do so. If you appreciate this broadcast, if it's a blessing to you, an encouragement to you, informational benefit to you, we'd love to have you support us. And let me urge you to do this. Do not use one dime of your tithe money that goes to the local New Testament church. But if you want to make a love offering, thank you in advance for your generosity and allowing us to continue to do this broadcast each day. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We'd love to hear from you. We're talking about the race for global control. And Biden has submitted our sovereignty into the hands of the World Health Organization. And if that continues the track that it's going, we're going to find a further demise of anything that's called sovereignty in America over our health care, over anything that would be called the freedom of movement. We'll be under total domination of a globalist organization. I'm looking at an article. Says, during a recent interview with Fox, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin said that COVID-19 was pre-planned as an elite by elite group of people to take control over our lives, end quote. Now, I don't know how you could be any clearer than that. This article further says, the proof of Senator Johnson is 100% correct everywhere. The virus was released by the Chinese Wuhan Institute of Virology, and the Wuhan virus was created and funded by our very own Dr. Fauci and Eco Health Alliance. The virus created the fear that led people to consent to tyrannical measures from our government, including mask mandates, mandatory vaccines, forced closures of churches and businesses. Yet, unbelievably, news outlets reported that the Biden administration is rolling out a new COVID-related restrictions to be placed on all American citizens. This article concludes with this statement. Biden warned that everyone will get it despite their previous vaccine status, saying it will likely be recommended that everybody get the shot, no matter whether they've gotten it before or not, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's control of the government. And by the way, you've heard me say before, and I'll say again at the risk of redundancy, God created civil government. He created civil government to protect the good and to prosecute evil. We have reversed that scenario. At this very moment, it appears that government's design purpose is to prosecute good and to protect evil. And in doing so, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing part and parcel of that where our sovereignty is being shredded, eviscerated, totally wiped out. I'm looking at a headline, myocarditis and COVID-19 vaccines, how the CDC missed all safety signals and hid the warnings. This article reads, COVID-19 vaccine causes heart inflammation, U.S. authorities now acknowledge. Even after deaths from myocarditis, inflammation of the heart, were reported, myocarditis was designated as likely side effect to the shots. The U.S. officials kept recommending vaccinations for virtually the entire population that led to millions of young people receiving the vaccination. Most of those people suffered major medical traumas. The CDC's America's Public Health Agency warned by Israel February the 28th of 2021 about a large number of myocarditis cases from the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination. But America did not warn the people and continued to deceive the citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the fast track for global control. You might say, well, what does COVID-19 have to do with global control? What does climate control or climate change have to do with global control? Because at the present time, Joe Biden has surrendered our sovereignty to the United Nations via the World Health Organization to place America under the thumb of the thugs at the UN to be able to force Americans to take shots, force Americans to lock down, to force Americans to wear masks. So why did the president sign the World Health Organization treaty to give the World Health Organization control over America and over America's future health, over America's future movement, telling us what we must do under the penalty of national and international health rules? So what does this mean for the future sovereignty of America and the American citizen? Do you know that World Health Organization right now can make the rules, the regulations about health and the World Health Organization can decide if and when we must lock down, if and when we must take a vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but it's grave concern for me for that to be the case. I'm looking at a headline. Here's where COVID mask mandates are coming back across the nation. Some hospitals, some local governments have opted to reimpose mask mandates at healthcare facilities as officials have cited a rise in various respiratory illnesses such as the flu and COVID-19. The mandates have been imposed in the past few weeks in New York, California, Illinois, Massachusetts, Washington State, and many, many, many more, this article reads. Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask a question? What would you do? How are you going to respond if this local progressive administration through the mayor's office wants to issue a mask mandate or issue a requirement for churches to close or for businesses to close or that you've got to have a vaccine to be seen or go out in the public? How would you respond? Does that concern you? It does me. I don't mind telling you, it does me. I'm gravely concerned by what I see on the very fast track with there being more and more laws and regulations that are absolutely antithetical to our Constitution and our rights. I'm looking at a headline that says, analysis, the mRNA shots for COVID bypassed all laws, all regulations protecting American citizens. A new analysis of the creation of the mRNA shots that were purported to help victims fight the COVID-19 virus that came out of the Chinese lab and killed millions worldwide. They were imposed on Americans by bypassing all the laws and the regulations that we count on to protect us from potentially harmful or deadly medical products. Now, this is about a 3 or 4 page article. It gets pretty deep. It says in part, after the aftermath of COVID, there's been confirmed an epidemic of sudden deaths cases. There are epidemics of myocarditis, pericarditis, and turbo cancers. There are rampant heart problems among the young. There are uncounted vax injuries and deaths documented on the government's various website. What all this means is that none of the laws or regulations that we count on to protect us from potentially harmful or deadly medical products was applied to the COVID mRNA vaccination. It was like the Wild Wild West, if you want to call it that. Here's the vaccination. The government says you're going to take it, whether you want to or not. You're going to put on a mask. You're going to lock down the businesses and churches, whether you want to or not. Ladies and gentlemen, Acts chapter 5, verse 29, Peter and others had been told, you can't be street preachers. You've got to be silent. You can't do it. They were locked up, beaten, released, told you can't preach on the sidewalk. They did anyway. They were then chided and challenged. Why are you doing that? We told you, you can't. Peter said in Acts chapter 5, verse 29, we ought to obey God, not government. He said God and not man. I call it government today. And I believe we need to have a standard that would say we're not going any further as a nation. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, I totally agree with everything that you are saying, Dr. Youngblood, and encourage you to keep saying it. And if I remember correctly, President Trump took us out of the WHO organization, didn't he?
He did. But Joe Biden put us back in it.
Put us back in it. And if it's such an epidemic, this COVID again, wouldn't that be a number one reason to close the border? Everybody's coming across untested, unvaccinated, unmasked. Wouldn't that be a just cause to close it?
Oh, it would seem to be if you look at it from a rational standpoint, but it's totally irrationality taking place at the border. We have those coming across the border, as you may be aware of, and I'm sure our listeners to some extent will be aware of, they're coming across. They've had no medical care. They're bringing in typhoid. They're bringing in different diseases that in America we had under control many, many years ago. We are right at this very moment destroying the health care in America through the millions of invaders coming in. In fact, one of the major hospitals in Houston, Texas, said that unless something changes, they will not be able to take care of American citizens' health care, because in just 1 week, they had to service over 20,000 illegal invaders taking care of their health, and they did not have the medical supplies, the medical technicians, or help to take care of the Americans with their need. And that's going to be multiplied across America to a grave, grave, grave extent because of what we see taking place, and yet nothing's being done. You're exactly right. And they claim that we have a concern for another 9/11 event, and yet we're allowing the thugs to come in that I believe there's already cells in America waiting until the time is right, as they see it, to attack America in a major fashion, just like, if not beyond, the 9/11 event. So, yes, you're exactly right. It is frightening from the standpoint, but we need to understand as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, we need to stand up and be warned, hear the warning, heed the warning, and do something about it. It's time for us to stop being silent as Christians and as conservatives.
I totally agree. And the sovereignty, God's gotten me very involved in the voting process, the election process. Mm-hmm. And I've taken the class for the voting to be at the polls on days of election. And Jerry Holland is my Secretary of Elections, and he has gone through several, has put in place several areas in which we cannot be stolen, like it will be a fair election. And one of the things that he instilled is that there is bipartisan representation, two Democrat, two Republican. It's even, it is bipartisan, it is, and he tells me, us, everybody at the class, that there are several counties in Florida, like throughout all of Florida, that are not going to do that, that they will be strictly Democratic, that they will not put in safe blocks so that our election is fair. So I encourage everybody in every county, get involved and make sure that our Secretary of Elections are doing what is right for America. Because there's 120 precincts in Duval County alone. So 120 that Jerry Holland is in charge of. Imagine those that are not on the rightness of God's side, what that impact can do to Florida. And if we lose Florida, the enemy, the devil, is going to know that they have the power, and they will unleash those cells that you are talking about, Dr. Youngblood.
Lisa, you're exactly right. One of the things, and of course, I have been a dear friend, and Jerry's been a dear friend of our family for years and years and years. I'm very, very, very concerned, though, that we still have an electronic system. I'm one that believes you need to go back to one full day of voting, that you go back to handwritten ballots, hand-counted ballots. And when we were doing that, before we had the electronic machines to do the voting for us, we could have an election, and by at least by midnight, we know the winners. Now we can't do that on a national level. I believe it's a danger to continue with the electronic voting system. It's been proven to be able to be tricked and in some way involved with a stealing of the election. And I believe the election in 2020 was stolen. I believe the election in 2022 was stolen. And I believe the Democrats are on the fast track to steal the 2024 election by allowing the illegal invaders to vote. Most are not aware, Lisa, that right at this very moment, the Biden administration is putting into place to fast track emergency green cards, that once they're here for so many months, they can get a green card. Once they've got the green card, most states will allow them to vote. I believe they're planning right now on the stealing of the election, the Democrats, stealing the election by the illegal votes. And so that's going to be my question to Jerry. What are you doing in the state of Florida and Duval County to prevent any illegal, any invader to vote I don't care if he has a driver's license. I don't care if he's been given a partial green card. If he's not an American citizen, you can't vote, is my position.
Amen. And in the class, they teach us that it has to be a picture and a signature. A picture and a signature. Well, the signature can change, which we know, according to our mood. My signature is different, you know, when according to my mood. And the picture, it's not going to prove that I'm legal. Like, if I'm illegal and wanting to vote illegally, that picture and that signature is not going to prove that I'm legal.
That's right. Absolutely. And we're on the fast track for that. So it deserves, Lisa, it deserves each of our prayers. It deserves Christians to be on their face before God, asking God to intervene and to once again deliver us from the further destruction of our sovereignty. It is my prayer that God will once again intervene in November of this year, put Donald J. Trump back in office, and to watch what God can do through a man that's got a spine, a backbone, a tenacity that's willing to stand in the face of all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So, Lisa,
Amen.
Thank you so much for your call. Keep praying and let's keep looking up. I believe our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have Sally on the line. Sally, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, I was looking at this in a sort of different perspective. I keep up with history and been studying it. And I think the main issue is like when you have a disease and doctors treat you for symptoms instead of what's the cause. And I believe that in our country, it has been purposely perpetrated since the late 1800s and probably before. And Wilson approved the Federal Reserve, which is not federal at all. It controls our money. And all the richest men in the world have hijacked that Federal Reserve. They control our cash. So I've heard the saying before, who controls the cash controls the economy. So we have men that are in charge of our country that have hijacked our country. I remember when Obama got into the office, Kerry got up and said, they declared a coup d'etat then. So this is working faster and faster to any way they can to destroy this country, because we're the only people in the world anymore or country that still stands up for Jesus partially. And all this stems from the control that these people have all over this country and all over the world. And I would highly suggest that everyone go buy a Bible. Everyone go buy the 300 Committee written by John Cohen, the Bilderberg Group written by Daniel Estulin, and they will know exactly what's happening. And I think that we have a Congress that is not real. I think that the Congress has been taken over, and there's very few like Mike Johnson up there that is even trying to make sense of this circus. I call it a circus. And
Sally,
I just
pray exactly
to the
right. Well, Sally, you're exactly right. What we have across the aisles, both Democrat and Republican, we have a lot of rhinos mm-hmm. up there and mm-hmm. Multitudes of what I call the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party. And they are globalists behind the scenes. They do not right. want the sovereignty of America. They do not want right. to see the preservation of America. They want to see America merged into as a third world country, just as Barack right. Hussein Obama said, that America ought not to be a superpower. It ought not to be any more powerful than any other nation. That's the reason he made the statement. He's going to fundamentally change America. And that's exactly yeah. what's being carried out today. But going back to the financial aspect of it, do you realize we're on the very verge of the digital currency being put into place across America?
Yes.
Joe Biden
yes.
has already started in places like New York and other states and some of the Federal Reserve systems of putting it into place. And right now, think about it, and our listeners can ponder it. Multitudes have no problem with online banking. Multitudes rejoice right. at the fact you can get a paycheck and just snap a picture of it and click the button and put it into your account, that you can transfer funds at the click of a button. And so multitudes mm-hmm. of Americans will embrace the digital currency as being a wonderful gift from God, when in reality
right.
it will become the greatest control factor the government's ever had over American citizens. Digital currency
True.
Will be able to make the determination where you can go, what you can spend, what you can buy, and even to the point that if you do not comply with their, quote, health care remedies and requirements, like a COVID shot, no COVID shot, no submission to the government, click, your funds are cut off, and you're destitute without having currency to do anything with. We're on the fast track for total global control of the sovereignty of the United States of America. So, Sally, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned about it. And as a watchman on the wall, Christians ought to be that very thing. We ought to, as you said, and I recommend that highly, have a Bible. Read the Bible. Study the Bible. Know what God says. As you study the Bible, you know what God says the future to be. And as a result of that, it should motivate us, convict us to be committed to the Lordship of Jesus Christ in carrying out His call in our lives to reach others with the gospel. Sally, thank you so much for your call. God bless you, and we need to keep looking up. Keeping on. Thank you so much.
That's right. God
bless you.
Thank you for your help with all that, too. Amen.
Thank you, and God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'm looking at a headline that says, Stunner, scientists want global moratorium on the deadly mRNA shots. The mRNA shots that were made and sold in a rush when COVID-19 emerged from a Chinese research lab, circled the globe, killing millions, have since been confirmed to have created a long list of problems. Suddenly died, for example, now is a routine phrase linked to the reports of death of many young people, heart ailments, and worse, have been linked to the treatment, which actually weren't vaccines at all, but more or less a DNA treatment that's killing human beings. Amid evidence of problems, there began to be a move to take down the demand that children take the shots, and some location authorities have backed away even further. According to the report from Liberty Counsel, a legal team long involved in the fight for rights of the people not to be forced to take such shots. The first time in a published and peer-reviewed paper, scientists are calling for a global moratorium on the modified mRNA products after surveying data from Pfizer, Moderna, and the COVID-19 vaccine trials. Ladies and gentlemen, the point that I make today is the fact that we're watching American sovereignty being ceded over to the World Health Organization, and they will use the excuse that climate change is a major health emergency, and as a result of that, they will have the authority, the power, to determine if I wear a mask or if you wear a mask or if we're forced to take a vaccine. Not about you, but I don't look forward to the blue-helmeted United Nations guards and police officers on our streets carrying out the enforcement of the United Nations World Health Organization medical advice and distributing the control factor. We're in a dangerous state today. We need to pray. We need to ask God to intervene and give us victory, especially in the 2024, about 8 months away, election. We need to ask God to intervene, protect us as a sovereign nation, that our citizens' rights, our Christian liberties, our Christian freedoms can be protected as we continue to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC.